The United Nations says it has documented various incidences of human rights violations committed by Malian security forces in their operation to defeat rebel forces which had taken control of the northern parts of the country. Investigations conducted by the UN Human Rights Office revealed that government security forces engaged in extrajudicial killings, ethnically motivated violence, forced disappearances, torture, and other forms of ill treatment, illegal arrest and detention. UN Deputy Human Rights Chief Ms. Flavia Pansieri told the UN Human Rights Council that armed rebels forcibly married girls and subjected them to multiple sexual rapes in the cities of Gao and Timbuktu. Ms. Pansieri said there were also reports of recruitment and use of children by all armed groups in the north of Mali.
They also confirmed cases of summary execution, extrajudicial killings, illegal arrest and torture, forced disappearances, and sexual violence committed by elements of armed groups during these groups' occupation of northern Mali. The mission received also allegations from several sources, including victims' relatives, indicating that girls were forcibly married to members of armed groups in the Gao and Timbuktu areas. On many occasions, these forced marriages reportedly resulted in multiple rapes by members of the armed group, and the marriages didn't last more than 2 or 3 weeks, after which the girls were sent back to their families. It's difficult to ascertain the extent of the sexual violence committed in Mali in 2012. Women, understandably, were very reluctant to discuss openly this subject. The report also stresses that instances of retaliatory violence committed by the Malian forces and the local population against Tuareg and Arab communities have decreased since mid-March. Nonetheless, the risk of reprisals against this community remains significant, given the perceived association with armed groups. And, of course, this represents a major obstacle to return and reintegration for those who fled.
The UN Human Rights Office says commitment undertaken by the Malian government in the aftermath of the military operation in the north to fight impunity and prosecute all perpetrators of serious human rights violations has not yet been sufficiently translated into concrete actions. The Human Rights Council is expected to appoint an independent expert on the situation of human rights in Mali during its current session to support the government in dealing with human rights challenges. Patrick Maigua, United Nations Radio, Geneva.